great players, aren't they? That's the Lee Wedding tune, and that's Lauren and Leanna Price there on fiddle and mandolin, and it's a great tune. If you're in the Waikato area and wanting something to do on Sunday afternoon this coming weekend, the Te Arawa RSA is hosting the Morrinsville Country Music Club, and at 3 o'clock the concert will start. It's a 2-hour concert and it's going to be great. There's lots of good performers. I got myself and the band in there, and I'll be playing some pedal steel and a bit of banjo and who knows what else, and there's some excellent songs selected. It's a fine band led by Rennie Handler, and lots of singers from the club. It's going to be a great afternoon of country music, and this RSA is a great place to visit. They have an excellent cafe there, and there's meals afterwards. Many of us are staying for meals from the excellent kitchens there. So Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock, get there early. Te Arawa RSA is a great country music concert. And I'll put in a note about Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session. It won't be this fourth Sunday of October because that's Labor Weekend, and I will be away with the Trenwiths playing at the Wellington Folk Festival. A little bit more about that later. So you've got a month off if you come to Back Porch Bluegrass. What are we going to hear? I like to play some of the origins of the music, of bluegrass music, and the very popular band in the 1940s was Roy Acuff and the Smoky Mountain Boys, and he was a fine fiddle player, actually, but found out that he was a vocalist, a bit like Alison Krauss, found out she could sing great, and Roy Acuff's style of singing really appealed to the people at the time. He did lots of songs, and many of his songs have been taken over by bluegrass bands, and here's a classic one. The Fireball Mail, and lots of bands have done this, from Flat and Scruggs right through to all sorts of other people. They pick on this tune as a banjo tune or a mandolin tune or fiddles or a song. This is how Roy Acuff did it in the 1940s, The Fireball Mail.
Bye, bye, bye,
Marble
Mail.
You can see why the bluegrass bands all like to play that tune. And Roy Acuff's version was very good. I suppose some people would just call it old-timey, but old-time country music, but it's pretty close to bluegrass for my tastes. And I think he did a fine job of it, and he's an excellent vocalist, isn't he? I'm pretty sure that was Bashful Brother Oswald playing the dobro on that one. His first solo really kicked it off beautifully. I'd like to say hello to all the people listening on podcasts. I really appreciate the fact that you're tuning in and having Back Porch Bluegrass accompany you either at work or on your daily walk or your motorbike ride or your car trip or your travelling or even just in the background while you're working away at your computer. Thanks very much for tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. All the people listening on access radio stations throughout New Zealand and throughout Canada and on Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, lots of stations take Back Porch Bluegrass, comes on at all sorts of odd times of the day and night. I'm just pleased if you're listening and you haven't turned me off. That's really good. I'm just playing the music that I love. I've got shelves full of CDs and LPs, and every time I go to prepare a show, I pull some LPs out and think, oh, it's got some great tracks out here that I haven't played for a long time or haven't played at all yet, and they are still yet to be aired. So we've got plenty of music still to come. So thanks very much for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. Let's hear from Old South Bluegrass Band. This is a band based in Adelaide, Australia, and I know about them because their dobro player is the founder member of the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. Leonard Cohen was right there at the start of the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. Originally he played harmonica and second guitar, and then he got a dobro, and there's no stopping him. Anyway, when he moved to Australia, he made lots of friends in the bluegrass scene there. There's always been some excellent bluegrass music in Adelaide and around South Australia. This band, this is how they were in 2011 anyway. Jeff Bridgeland on the five-string banjo and fiddle, Leonard Cohen on the resonating guitar, Andrew Hook on mandolin, Phil Parker on guitar, Dave Taylor on bass, and they choose from a wide variety of music. Like most New Zealand and bluegrass bands, we sort of don't get too hung up on where the music comes from. Just if it's a good tune, it should be done bluegrass style. And here they are doing Herb Peterson songs, Wait a Minute.
And hear her say, wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without your love. You and even so, she comes to you late at night's the time you hear her say. Without your love.
days and nights without a rest. Gotta hold on, 25 to go, and once again I hear you say, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without your love.
Old South Bluegrass Band from Adelaide, Australia. They have a very high bluegrass pedigree. Lots of people have been playing music since the 1960s, and they make immense contributions to the band. Excellent band. Let's hear from Special Consensus again from their album Scratch Gravel Road, a song called My Memories of You.
Shoes, that's where I hide my memories of you. Late every evening, when there's no one around, seems I can't help myself. Always reach to that shelf and take your memory down. I've had to
show, we had the Brombies playing, and I said I'd manage to get a second tune in if I could, and I think we can manage. This is one called How Hard Can It Be, from the Brombies, from their album Running With The Herd.
So busy, you're the prettiest gal around. I have got a lot to give if you only knew, but how to cross that distance is what I've got to do. How hard can it be for me to walk up to you? How hard can it be to take you for my own? How hard can it be for me to say I love you? Guess I'll never know. I've known lots of other girls living all these years. Sometimes there were tears, but you are something special. I'd love you till I die, and if I'm hesitating, well, that's the reason why. How hard can it be for me to walk up to you? How hard can it be to take you for my own? How hard can it be for me to say I love you? Till that moment comes around, I guess I'll never know.
It's a great song, isn't it? I'd like to play a song from Missy Wernett now. This is from the album Three Kinds of Lonesome, and it's a song that I usually associate with the Lynn Morris band called Blue Skies and Teardrops, but I just love her version of it.
song within me is a song I've learned. When I hear the freight trains whistle and my head once turn, a carefree course of that liner as she burns, got a line that says you've got to move along.
Blue skies and teardrops got me down, and the wheat straw in the wind keeps blowing round and round. Miles full of emptiness is all I've found, but the road says
someone else to tell, when the road says you've got to move along.
Blue skies and teardrops got me down, and the wheat straw in the wind keeps blowing round and round. Miles full of emptiness is all I've found, but the road says you've got to move along. But the road says you've got to move along.
That was a Missy Werner band doing Blue Skies and Teardrops. Well, come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass now, just about anyway. If you're in Wellington on Labor Weekend, come to the Wellington Folk Festival held at Wainui Yamata. It's going to be a great festival, lots of guest bands. And one of the guest bands is the Trendwiths. Paul Trendwith on banjo, that's me. Sam Trendwith, my son, on guitar and lead vocals and harmonica. Tim Trendwith on double bass and the tenor harmonies. Tyler Trendwith, who's my grandson and the son of my oldest boy, Jeremy. He will be playing the kick drum, the offbeat rhythm, he shakers and things like that, providing percussion, singing baritone. And we're going to have a great time. We've got a banjo workshop. We've got our own concert on Sunday afternoon, and we're part of the main concert on Sunday night. So come and see us if you can and say hi. Tell us you heard about it on Back Porch Bluegrass, the radio show. This is the sort of tune you might hear. Ain't gonna heed the devil no more. That's what Sam writes, and it goes like this. See ya.
One, two, three, come on.
to buy. Going out to Walmart on a holiday run. Wearing your birthday suit won't be any fun. They say from rags to riches, they ain't talking about my britches. When your toes poke through your shoes, ain't no time to get the blues. Just keep tearing up your old clothes for rags. Zip from putting on the pounds. The patches have patches cause they're hand me down. They're dirty and they're holy and the butts all sag when you're tearing up your old clothes for rags. They say from rags to riches, they ain't talking about my britches. When your toes poke through your shoes, ain't no time to get the blues. Just keep tearing up your old clothes for rags. Just keep tearing up your old clothes for rags.
You are listening to